With Montana News, I'm Autumn Barnes. At 2 this afternoon, an evacuation warning was issued for the Apgar area of Glacier National Park in anticipation of a weather change on the Sprague Fire there. Fire Information Officer Sue Exline.
We anticipate the warning to be of short duration. As soon as the cold front moves through, sometime between 6 and 12 tonight, we are anticipating that we'll get somewhere between a tenth and three-tenths of an inch of rain here on the fire.
The warning includes the Apgar Campground and Apgar Village portions of West Glacier, including West Glacier Village. Flathead County Sheriff's deputies and park rangers notified residents today to prepare for the evacuation. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for southwestern Montana this afternoon and evening, cautioning residents about stronger winds and low humidity ahead of a storm front that is forecasted to bring rain across much of the state and snow to some mountain areas. A Montana coal company says more than 80 miners could be laid off in coming months after environmentalists successfully sued to halt its expansion. The Signal Peak Energy president said in a court affidavit filed Monday that 30 employees at the Bull Mountain Mine north of Billings could run out of work by the end of October and another 50 by next March. A U.S. district judge last month blocked the company's plan to mine a 176 million ton federal coal reserve adjacent to the mine. The judge criticized government officials for downplaying the mine's potential climate change impacts and inflating its economic benefits. Signal Peak says layoffs could be avoided if the judge allows preliminary work within the federal leases to continue while the case is pending. Officials have released the name of a 25-year-old man who was shot in Great Falls after reportedly brandishing a weapon at a Great Falls police officer. Fergus County Coroner Dick Brown said today that Thomas Jordan Addison of Great Falls died late Monday. Officers had responded to a report of burglary when they encountered Addison. Police Chief Dave Bowen said Addison ran away but then brandished a weapon, leading an officer to shoot him. Bowen said today that the officers directly involved had been placed on administrative leave, which is standard procedure. Addison's body was taken to Billings for an autopsy. Brown will oversee the inquest into Addison's death when it is scheduled. State Department of Corrections records indicate Addison's had convictions for a 2011 burglary in Cascade County and a 2013 escape. Numbers from the state show Montana public school students' standardized test scores did not increase from last year to this year. The test scores released yesterday showed about half of all public school students graded as at least proficient in English language arts and about 40% as proficient in math, similar to last year's numbers. State Superintendent Elsie Arnston says the scores are, quote, a shout of emergency that Montana must do better, unquote. This year is the third year Montana has used the computerized Smarter Balance Assessment to measure how well students are learning curricula set by state and federal standards. Children in third through eighth grades take the test. The Bozeman School District Board of Trustees has approved a preliminary design for a new high school that would be heated and cooled via a geothermal system. The design by CTA Architects Engineers include a student commons in the center with three classroom wings. A final design vote is expected in November.
With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. For the first time in several days, the Alice Creek Fire area outside Augusta is not under a red flag warning today. Fire activity is expected to decrease with an incoming cold front that will bring cooler temperatures and some rain. The Montana Department of Transportation has issued a temporary speed limit of 35 miles per hour in the fire area along Highway 200 and Highway 434. Drivers can expect reduced visibility and fire traffic on Highway 200. State lawmakers got an update today on Montana's new medical marijuana regulation program. The program will launch at the end of next April. Corin Cates Carney has more.
The State Health Department, in charge of running the program, is planning to release new rules for the industry before the end of December. A 4% tax on the sale of medical marijuana has already gone into effect. The tax will eventually drop down to 2%. The first tax returns are expected in mid-October. Lee Bearlocker from the Department of Revenue told lawmakers that the agency is concerned about the amount of tax that will be paid in cash, and the department is working on building a system to safely handle the new tax revenue. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Architects designing three new elementary schools in Helena are asking the public for their opinions. Central, Bryant, and Jim Darcy elementary schools will be replaced thanks to a $63 million bond approved by city voters in May. The historic Central School building has now been demolished. A district judge rejected a lawsuit to block its demolition this summer. A community meeting about the school's design is currently in progress at the Holter Museum of Art. There's a decision coming up on a proposal to have the state of Montana take over management of some federal lands. The Lake County Conservation District Board will decide tomorrow whether to move forward with state management of some Flathead National Forest land in the Flathead in the Swan Valley. If the initiative passes, the State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation would manage 60,000 acres of the Flathead National Forest within Lake County. The timber sales from there would go toward funding local conservation efforts. The board has received over 1,000 public comments about the initiative. Proponents say the timber sales would provide funding, while opponents say it's an attempt to transfer public lands into state or private interests.
I'm Nora Sachs. The Secretary of State's office will expand on its claims of illegal votes cast during the special election earlier this year before a joint legislative committee tomorrow, Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Democratic chair of the State Administration and Veterans Affairs Interim Committee, Sue Malik from Missoula, is requesting Republican Secretary of State Corey Stapleton to provide more information on the ballots the Secretary of State alleges were cast illegally in May. Secretary Stapleton told lawmakers in the SAVA committee in July that while voter fraud isn't rampant in Montana, the state needs to take a harder look at what could be happening.
But in this special election, for example, over 300 signatures were illegal statewide.
After that statement, Senator Malik sent a formal request to the secretary's office asking for more information. The request asked for the number of fraudulent votes in each county, the rationale for those votes being classified as fraudulent, and what legal actions have been taken in counties to pursue the claims of voter fraud. Secretary Stapleton is not expected to appear before the legislative committee. Stapleton's chief of staff will read a letter in response to Senator Malik's request. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The key architect of the Affordable Care Act has changed his mind and now supports a single-payer health care system. Former Senator Max Baucus says when he was working on the ACA, more commonly called Obamacare, having a system like Medicaid for All was off the table because they wanted to create a, quote, uniquely American solution. Baucus, speaking last Thursday at a Wheeler Center lecture in Bozeman, says it's tragic that the Trump administration and Republicans are undermining Obamacare. The Democrat says, as a result, the individual market is starting to collapse. Consumers are seeing rapidly rising premiums.
I think we should have hearings on single pay. Look into it very, and take a year, two or three. We're getting there. It's going to happen.
That is exactly what Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is proposing. He plans to introduce a bill next month to create a government-run healthcare system. He told NPR it will fail, but the point of the bill was to force a conversation. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.